Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
Hey, thank you very much. It is Farm Talk, time of the show where we take a look at markets and certainly top of mind in the ag world today were the markets. I was not on Twitter yesterday. So it wasn't my fault. Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services, you weren't on Twitter yesterday, so we can't point the finger at you. My goodness, what a impact one tweet can have.
Yeah, not my fault for sure, you bet. The market's really coming undone here today. I guess on the positive, you always have to look for the positive in the market. Corn futures did close right up near their session highs, as did soybean futures, and significantly off the lows. And the stock market, Mick, this afternoon, has had a real nice recovery since the closing bell of the grain and livestock markets.
Super, yeah, because it was down like 400 this morning. Where are we at here right now? It's down 87, so yeah, a big recovery.
Less than 100 lower in the Dow, so that is a significant recovery.
So are we setting ourselves up for a turnaround Tuesday, do you think?
Turnaround Tuesday, highly likely in some fashion. Some markets might do better than others. Hogs limit down. But, Mick, the pool of sell orders was not overly significant, or in other words, the synthetic lower open in hogs is projected to be about 60 to 70 lower. Not too bad. We're on expanded limits tomorrow. But maybe turnaround Tuesday, we can get something going here on the positive.
Super. All righty. We need a little Markets 101 there. Synthetic opening. Describe that. Educate us on that, Dennis.
Yeah, well, the market was limit down, so you go to the options markets, which trades without limits, and you can kind of calculate. Traders, in other words, are stuck in the futures and they want out, so they go and bid their way out in the options markets. And so you kind of see how strong those puts are trading, and it gives you an indication of how low the futures will probably open the next day. So it's called the synthetics, or where the synthetic option market tells you you're going to open tomorrow in futures.
And again, it's not that bad?
Yeah, not that bad. Around 89 in the June, so that'd be 75 lower. Around 93.30 in the August, which would only be about 60 lower. So, of course, it's all subject to change by the opening bell tomorrow. But it is an indication, just a slightly lower open tomorrow.
Based on the fact that we've been riding too much to the upside, or is this just negative Chinese news?
No, I think it was all direct fallout from the Trump tweet. The trade went away last week with the full expectation that we would probably be successful at hammering out a trade agreement by Friday of this week. And now that's all come into question now. With the rhetoric out of the president, sort of upsetting the mojo, so to speak, on the negotiations for this week.
Yeah, all righty. Let's talk about the cattle a little bit. That also down again, affected by the hogs.
Seemingly they were. It's not real clear about that. At one point, feeders were sharply lower. Cattle's been in a funk of its own here for two solid weeks. Today is the 11th straight lower close in June live cattle. So for the previous 2 weeks, the market's been on a slippery slope. And that has to do more with just a bearish fundamental beef news than anything else of increasing supply and a total lack of seasonal beef demand.
As easy as it is to kick the cat, nobody sells their calves right after they're born. We sell them in October. So are things going to get better by the time October rolls around?
No, I don't think so. I think things will get worse as far as the beef complex, as far as cattle prices, feeder cattle prices go.
Based on what thinking, Dennis?
Very active placements of animals for April, May, and June. Probably going to really pile on and create a bulk of animals into the fall time frame.
All right. Well, maybe it's a year to keep the calves and feed them oneself, huh?
You might want to do just that, you bet.
All righty. Okay, soybeans and corn, if we get a trade deal announced or if we don't get a trade deal announced this week, what's happening?
Well, I think the weather pattern is not conducive to getting this crop planted in any sort of a timely fashion, and that should impact corn right now more so than soybeans. You might say way more than half of the corn crop is going to be planted late beyond the optimal planting date. And I think a lot of acreage is going to be lost to corn. Not only corn switching to beans, but just lost because of flooding. Acres that are not going to produce anything this year. So we really think there's a knee-jerk upward move here coming in the corn, likely by the end of this week.
Why was the wheat market going in different directions today?
Don't really know, Mick. The spring planting weather doesn't really impact the wheat. It's already been sowed, except for spring wheat. But at the same time, Canada's got a lot of spring wheat acres going.
Gotcha.
But that's the only reason I could see why the wheat market was maybe a little bit divergent versus corn and soybeans.
For sure. All right. Well, it's another season of challenging marketing. So how do producers get a hold of you there?
Yeah, you can call us at direct line, actually, is best, 312-242-7905.
Gotcha. Archer Financial Services down there in Chicago. Dennis Smith, thank you very much for the visit. Always appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.